I'm Sarah Beck for the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a quiz. Round steak is considered a good economy cut. True or false? True. Round steak is not quite as tender and juicy as some other cuts, but it has very little waste and can be made tender. Let the USDA quality grades be your guide to the right cooking method. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
WMFO Medford.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, IT!
You must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
Alderaan? I'm not going to Alderaan. I'm going to get home. It's late. I'm in port as it is.
I need your help, Luke. She needs your help. I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
Durango 95 purred away real horror show. A nice, warm, vibratory feeling all through your gutty woods. Soon it was trees and dark, my brothers. With real country dark.
Ah! No, no, don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
You want to die out here.
Huh? Well, then die. I tell you what, I'm not gonna die.
Not Jerry.
I'm not gonna die. No, I'm gonna kill the bear. Say it, I'm gonna kill the bear. Say it. I'm gonna kill the bear. Say it. Say I'm gonna kill the bear. Say it.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
Say it again.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
And again. I'm gonna kill the bear. Good. What one man can do, another can do.
What one man can do, another can do.
Say it again.
What one man can do, another can do.
And again.
What one man can do, another can do.
Yeah. You're goddamn right.
Time to pay the fiddler.
Ah!
Every damn night.
And it's the fuzzy dark web. Is there anybody hiding there in the dark?
Mouth to mouth, wherever you are.
I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain.
Now, Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Are you lost, sweetheart? Are you afraid, honey?
I'll get you, my pretty.
Can't just go around doing whatever you feel like. You can't. There are rules in life.
There happens to be a lot about me that you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man.
You gotta do something or just stand there and bleed.
You're doing it or watching it, I used to feel real on a show.
All right, here we go. Star Wars, again, Real Horror Show. I think it's episode 10. Or it's episode 9 or 8. It's one of those.
Yeah, where are we in this?
I think we're episode 10, actually.
What day of the week is it? What year is this?
It's 10.
Where are we?
We got 4 weeks till Christmas, so this is officially our first holiday show, really. We started a little earlier last week. We did the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I think in the future, this year will be known as, this will be New Year's Eve 3AC.
Yeah.
After COVID.
There you go. All right. Yeah. AC. I like that. Yeah.
COVID started in 2019, so.
Is it coming back? I think it's coming back.
It's always coming back. It never goes away.
I'm seeing, yeah, it's like the Who.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm seeing all these people still. More and more masks when I'm going places.
How can we miss you if you won't go? Well, I'm one of those people. I know. If I'm going indoors, I'm wearing a mask.
You're doing a kind of a half-half.
I don't wear a mask in the office. Mm-hmm. I don't wear a mask in my office building because it's generally pretty quiet in there.
Yeah.
But any place else that I'm going, for the most part, like we took the kid to get a photo with Santa on Saturday. We're not wearing masks for that.
Yeah.
But if I'm running into a convenience store, I'm in a supermarket, yeah, I tend to wear a mask.
I'm not doing it anymore at all. It's horse pucky. I'm like a superhero.
So
I got it.
Well, I know you got it.
Yeah.
But that...
I think you had it, too.
No, I haven't had it.
You got it hidden in you somewhere.
I have not
We all have this in us, like Santa Claus, like believing in Santa. We all have the COVID.
I've been vaccinated, but I have not had COVID, so...
All right. We'll see.
I've got antibodies.
Yeah.
But I don't trust those antibodies because they keep telling me they don't amount to anything.
I don't trust people in particular.
Yeah, I find that to be a good policy. You know, it's really the right way to live your life.
I'm still going. We could all end it. Tomorrow, you never know.
Yeah, it's true.
You never know. Yeah. But everybody do their thing. It's Christmas time.
Having just been through one of those, you know, I'd like to put it off for a while. I think my son wants me to be around for a while too.
So. I think so.
He seems to like me. He likes you.
I know he does.
I'll
stick around for Bobby.
He was asking about you yesterday.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was like Uncle Chris.
Yeah, and like he's making Elvis videos.
Yeah,
I've been doing this chocolate thing, and I've been having fun doing it. I do a chocolate a day on the Keller House chocolates.
When did you, because I put that, every year I do a 25-day countdown of advent calendars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put the Keller House advent calendar on my list this year.
Yes, yes.
When did you get that?
I picked up four of them, and you were supposed to get one last week, but somebody else got it. I gave you the Play-Doh one.
You gave me the Play-Doh one.
Yeah,
and let me tell you how that turned out.
Yeah.
So, night one... We opened the Play-Doh calendar, and I took the white glittery Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I took it out of its container and handed it to Bobby, and he immediately put it in his mouth.
Oh.
And so I took it away from him, and he spit out what was in his mouth and clearly was not impressed with the taste of it.
Yeah, I should have given him the chocolate calendar.
And so, you know, I remolded it and gave it back to him and immediately back into the mouth.
He likes it, though.
And I'm like, he likes eating it. And
I should have just made 24, like the Keller House chocolate one, put 24 little balls of Play-Doh in there, different color for every day.
Yeah, I don't want him eating the stuff with the glitter.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're working our way back around to the Play-Doh calendar, and we'll... He wound up being very upset with the whole thing.
Oh.
You know, because he doesn't know, he's 2.5. You know, he doesn't get it.
Well, I thought you had the Keller House chocolate calendar already. That's one of the reasons why I gave you the Play-Doh one.
Yeah, no, I was up there in August this year.
Oh, and they
year.
Didn't have them yet.
They didn't have them yet.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that they made it. Doesn't surprise me that they do.
See? Here I am. We are two of the hottest people to get gifts for, I think, because we both love collectibles, but we know what particular collectibles we have, and for the most part, you buy something for each other, it's like, oh yeah, I already picked that up like yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's hard.
Exactly.
But so you're not playing along then with the Keller House opening of the chocolates?
I've been watching them. They're very entertaining. But
you don't have one of your own?
I don't have...
Oh, that's too bad.
I have... I
ordered them on the website.
This is the cruel irony of everything.
Yeah.
I do a countdown of advent calendars every year and pick the 25 that I like the best.
Yeah.
And then inevitably, I don't get one for myself.
Yeah.
So I actually wound up, the German food store that I go to, Carl's, up in Peabody, I believe is where they're, Peabody or Danvers, one of the two, Carl's Sausage Kitchen. Go. They're amazing. They have a Christmas market every year, the first weekend in November. And they have people who bring things over from Germany.
Nice.
And
like people?
No.
Like human trafficking?
No. It's like Christmas ornaments and gifts and things of that nature.
Sure.
And so I got a German advent calendar. Mm. You know, just one of the standard paper ones with the windows that you open. The Germans invented the darn things. So I've got that.
Yeah.
And that's my advent calendar for this season. No chocolate, no booze, no...
Do you remember those paper flowers that all the girls had, and you said you picked a number, and then it would be like how many boys you liked in the class and what color and things like that, and you think of a question, the little paper thing?
Yes.
Did the Germans invent those too?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Those were like shivering accuracy.
The Germans...
Like,
the
they'd
Germans...
be like, what boy in class likes me? Pick a color, pick a number, and then it's like, it's Chris, and then I'd be over in the corner like bright red, like peeing. Pee in my pants. I'm like, a girl just talked to me. I'm 8.
I used to know how to make those silly things.
The first girl that liked me was German. That's why I asked that.
Nice.
Yeah. I think she had that flower thing. Dude.
Yeah. German girls are nice. My wife is, I believe, no, I think we thought she was part German, and then she turned out to be Italian.
Yeah.
So.
I kiss French.
Not the good. I kiss French, too. I'm an international man. Russian hands, Roman fingers.
That's right. So you, I don't know. Let me look at the Keller House right here and see if it's still available. It's worth promoting.
Yeah.
It's day 7. 3 have been a B or above. I gave one a D. Matter of fact, day 1 I gave a D. 2 was a C plus. The first day, I couldn't figure. Yeah, it wasn't good. It was bad.
Yeah.
It tasted gross.
Yeah.
And the
Quince log.
The second day, it was like some kind of gel. It was like this orange gel. But there's been a few that are fantastic. I'm not going to say which one, but they're out there. If you want to see my videos, they're out there for my friends. I don't make it public. I don't throw it on TikTok. I'm not getting fired from my new job from HR. So, yeah, it's on there.
And for those who don't know, Keller House... is just up the road from Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes, another reason to go.
The party side of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yep, right near the Crazy House. What's the name of that place across from the Fun Spot?
Oh.
The bar?
Yeah.
The Crazy House.
Yeah, the Crazy House. And then there's the Harley Bar down the street from that.
Yes, yes.
It is a candy house and ice cream smorgasbord.
Since 1906.
That was founded in 1906 by a German couple. And they brought over their own candy recipes, and they make their own candy on site.
I'm looking right now to see if they still got it.
So this isn't one of those, the candy house that who knows where they get the candy from. They make the stuff.
Yeah.
And they have been a beloved part of the culture around Lake Winnipesaukee for, a century, well over a century now.
They're still available. $25.95 for the Keller House Advent calendars.
Love
the
Keller House.
The blue box... And the Red Box, still available.
Their candy is great. Their ice cream is great. The ice cream smorgasbord must be experienced if you go up there.
Yeah.
Go to Lake Winnipesaukee.
And you can get a wooden gift tray from the Keller House for $100, and it gets like everything that they got in the store.
Yeah.
And there's a large candy cane. They just added that. Large candy cane. How large is large to them? I can think of a really large candy cane.
Might be big.
I want it as big as like those skeletons that were available on Halloween from like the Home Depot and, you know.
I don't think
those were amazing.
I don't think anybody's making 12-foot candy cans.
12-foot skeletons like climbing up people's houses. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Until it falls over and crushes some kids.
See, if that's happening and people put that down like the COVID, I'd be all for it. I'd be like, I'm for the 12-foot skeletons attacking everyone with their giant, large peppermint sticks. It comes in green and in red. Why would you get green? I don't know. Maybe people, to put next to the red. You're not just going to get green.
People like green.
Yeah, but you're not going to put it right next. You got to have a few red in there. The green, they're not going to sell out.
The other place I'll recommend if you don't have the time or the means to get up to Lake Winnipesaukee, because that's a bit of a haul.
But you can also order it online.
Yeah, a couple hours.
Here's Carrie Fisher singing in the background.
Is locally, if you consider Rockport local, Tuck's Candies up in Rockport is
really
fantastic.
What do they got? Like penny stuff? Squirrel nut zippers?
Again, they make all their own candy. So they've got fudge, they've got pralines, they make candy canes at this time of year.
Nice.
It's great, great, great stuff.
Yeah. I wish I had gone out with a girl that was a chocolatier, like made candy. It would have been awesome. Like fudge and candy. Never would have left the house. I would have been like Brandon Fraser.
My
the whale.
My father haunted Russo's on Route 1.
Yeah? Russo?
No. Russo's Candy House, which if you grew up around here on the North Shore, everybody knew Russo's Candy House.
Sure.
Because they made their own ice cream. They made their own candy.
Nice.
Their stuff was fantastic.
I'm getting a cavity just thinking about this
stuff. They kept the candy shop open until a couple of years ago. And
so
then
sweet.
That's gone now. Yep. The Russo's Hot Fudge was some of the best you would ever find anywhere.
Nice.
Dearly, dearly missed.
Chris's Hot Fudge is a distant number two.
Yeah, you don't really want Chris's hot fudge.
I can make some hot fudge. I can take all the... You know what I was thinking? I have almonds, and I have a lot of them. And I'm thinking about making my own chocolates. But the almonds are very tough to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a couple of crowns now, and I'm afraid as soon as I bite down on one, it's just going to go right to the top of my head.
Is there some way to soften those things? Like, can't you, like, soak them and boil them?
You know
and...
what I do? I suck on them before.
Well, you can do that, too. Yeah, no, but I mean, if you're going to
you
put, them,
put
in,
them in water.
Yeah, if you put them in chocolate, I think you can, you know, treat them ahead of time and make them a little more pliable.
But I do.
Let the chocolate seal that moisture in.
I do the French press for the coffee daily, so I'm grinding up my beans, and I'm like, I'm going to grind these almonds up. And I was thinking about just grabbing a whole bunch of bars of chocolate or melting down that Keller House advent calendar and put them all together and throw some almonds in there and make my own chocolates. Call it chocolate around the world and just have every single chocolate from around the world mixed in with my own nuts.
Nice.
It'd be good.
Yeah.
And sell them for like, I don't know, $40.
Chocolate with Chris's nuts.
I'm going to start working on that. I could have that available by next October.
Chris's nuts and chocolate.
Yeah. You got to dip them.
What about the shaved ice? Is the shaved ice going to interfere with that schedule?
You know what? I'm just waiting till I'm retired, and then I'm gonna make my millions in the shaved ice business and the nuts and chocolate.
Gotta get the three wheeled
Chris's nuts and chocolate and shaved ice.
You gotta get the three wheeled bicycle to move that shaved ice around.
I'm gonna hire a monkey to do that.
No, you can't. No,
spider monkey.
No, look
like
what happened to Elon Musk.
Monkeys.
You can't do that.
Oh, did he hire a monkey for something?
No, he apparently killed a bunch of monkeys.
And did he in space to bring and send them to space?
Trying to put like chips in their brains.
You're kidding me.
No.
I haven't heard this. When this happened this
huge
week?
Huge scandal about this. This has been...
He's a weirdo.
This story's been breaking for like months.
I like him,
months.
But he's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, everybody's piling on, it's like, oh, remember what he did to the monkeys? And people are like, what monkeys?
Yeah.
So the thing about the monkey is you don't really want anything to go wrong with the monkey. And if it does, you get blamed. And that's the end of your business.
Whatever happened to... You know, we wouldn't have all these wonderful items of makeup if it wasn't for Mary Kay. And Mary Kay killed tons of animals.
Oh, yeah.
Bunnies, rabbits, bunny rabbits, monkeys, mice. She was putting, like, lipstick on mice and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got to do that for progress.
That's how they made sure it was safe for people, is they killed a lot of rabbits.
I don't know. If you love animals so much, what are you going to do, you know? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know? People are above animals. People don't realize this. You're above an animal. You can love an animal all you want, but people are above animals.
I think it's the...
We eat them.
I think it's the industrial nature of the cruelty that that gets people upset.
I think a shark's above us because it can eat us.
Yeah.
And dolphins, of course. But yeah, we're pretty high up.
Yeah.
We're high above a monkey.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want them to do? Start jamming them into people's heads? You don't want to do that. You got to test it on something. Well, might as well be a monkey.
That's where the monkey comes in.
And, yeah.
You know, this is what...
I have feelings, but it's like, yeah, I mean, you got to test it on something.
I've read enough of the coverage of this to know that it is being misrepresented to a degree.
Yeah.
What happened here is the kind of thing that happens when they're conducting scientific research, and it's not pretty, okay?
Nothing's pretty in life.
Nothing's pretty. It's not pretty. The question is, was it excessive? Was it, you know, poorly designed? Was there needless suffering for these animals?
Yeah.
Those are questions that you need people who are far better versed and far smarter than the average online commentator to sort out.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like January 6th. We all watched January 6th. Some bad stuff went down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you what rises to the level of treason because I don't have all the evidence. You put all the evidence in front of me and a definition of what treason amounts to, and I might come down on your side.
To be idealistic is to be young.
None of this.
It's a young person's game. That's my opinion.
None of this has anything.
I want a new iPhone, you know, 12. Or actually, wait a second. We're above that now. Huh? Were we at the 14? I want the iPhone 28. You know, if you got to kill a couple of rats in order to do it, do it.
Can't get that because they got all the COVIDs in China.
I want seven cameras on my camera phone.
The workers in iPhone City are too busy scuffling with the police and running away from iPhone City to actually make the iPhones.
I still have an iPhone, too. I just got a color television.
Nice.
I'm going to watch... Hey, we have to talk about these Christmas specials that we watched. Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you watch it?
I did.
Awesome.
It was good.
Yeah. Did you like it more than Christmas Story Christmas? I like Christmas Story Christmas a little more.
Christmas Story is infinitely better.
Yeah.
So, two things on...
It's still good.
Two things on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's really Drax and Mantis.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're like, everybody else is in it. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt looks bored, and he also looks like he's had a lot of work done since he first started Guardians of the Galaxy.
Karen Gillan is in it for all of like 2 minutes and doesn't seem terribly happy to be
there. Who's that one? That's she's the blue girl, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, she was decent. She had a couple of scenes.
But she's in it for like 2 minutes.
But it's only like 45 minutes long. And not even.
But it's 2 minutes of like mostly her just standing there.
Yeah.
And whoever, it has the feeling.
The same guy did it. He wrote it and he directed it.
Yeah. James Gunn. Who directed the Guardians movies.
Yeah.
He worked on the script for Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
Right.
Coming out in 4K next year. So, we like James Gunn. James Gunn's great. He does awesome stuff. But this looks like it was shot after hours.
While they were working on
the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, keep everybody here for like an extra week. And then there's this whole other thing with Drax and Mantis that happens on Earth present day.
In defense of that, we were talking about how it plays homage to these 60s and 70s variety shows.
Sure.
And they were all done on sets. And it's like, okay, here's the dancing part, here's the adventure part, here's the cameo part. You know, I thought it was good. I mean, I'd definitely give it like a BB+. I think it's worth seeing.
So I give it a B, and I do definitely think it's worth seeing. There's a couple of awesome songs in it.
Yeah.
We'll probably hear more about that next week.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two fundamental problems that I have with it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if the Guardians can go back to present day Earth at any time they want... Why doesn't Star-Lord just do that and get his Earth fix whenever he needs it?
Yeah.
You know, is he still walking around with a mixtape that's 50 years old because Earth is gone?
That reminds him of his mom, right?
Right, because Earth is gone.
Right.
If you could go back and time and just meet everybody and do whatever you want, why aren't you doing that? Number two...
I think you're supposed to put that on hold.
There is a scene in the Christmas special that I have the same problem with that I had with a scene in Halloween Kills.
Which is what?
Which is, we're going to beat the hell out of a bunch of first responders.
Yeah, yeah. They throw, he ends up flipping over a cop car, right?
Yeah, and they're beating and terrorizing police officers who are there to protect somebody.
Yeah!
Okay. Look.
It's fiction.
Call me
overly. It's not reality.
Call me overly sensitive if you want
to. You're overly sensitive. You know,
if it had been a bunch of anonymous security guards.
Yeah, come on.
I'm on board. Have fun with that.
I don't know.
These are a bunch of police officers who are out trying to protect somebody who
is in danger. You know what, though? You're going into Andor territory because they have a security agent who's trying to do his job and he does it wrong. And then he ends up helping the Imperials. You could have made them a little more important, you know, being like cops. But they didn't do that. They made it a special security officer.
But it's just, you know, we're going to go tear up a bunch of cops. Come up with something else.
Not all cops are nice.
No, I'm not arguing that. And I will tell you something. What they do.
I don't know. I like to see a cop get beaten up every now and then on TV or film.
What they do with the cops in the Blues Brothers is hilarious.
Yeah.
What they do with the cops in Smokey and the Bandit is hilarious. I love those movies. And I love seeing these idiot cops, you know, who don't even know why they're doing what they're doing, get shown up by the heroes of the story.
Yeah.
That's a fun time. When you got some cops coming out to try and protect somebody and they're throwing cars around and smashing them up. Why?
That was funny.
Why? Find some other way of having that scene.
Yeah.
Do it with somebody other than the police.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. You know.
I thought it was still good.
It's like.
I'd watch it again. Watch that a repeat.
Let me put it this way. If they had walked into an Amazon delivery center and started beating up all the Amazon employees, nobody's on board with that.
I would love that. I would love that. That would be so much fun.
Nobody dies.
Shaved ice, nuts and chocolate, beating up all Amazon employees video for next year on TikTok.
But, you know, ultimately, it's entertaining. It's enjoyable. Kevin Bacon is in it.
Yeah, he's great.
Which, you know.
It's Kevin Bacon. I mean, he's great. He's great, though. He even does a shout-out to Kira.
Yeah. Kira is in it Kira's voice is in it very briefly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of nice things about it. It's a nice special. It is nice. It is entertaining.
It's pretty good.
There's just those two things in it that I'm like, you know, I watch everything critically now. And those two things kind of hit me. Like, why not just take Star-Lord back to meet the guy instead of doing what you're doing?
And nobody's thinking about these things.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Christmas special. It's candy for the brain.
And it does build a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy mythology.
I'm going to give it a B- now.
It's probably required viewing for the next Guardians movie if you like that series.
I don't think so. You think so?
Yeah.
Well, it does have that spoiler in there that she's the sister of the guy.
Yeah, there's a couple of plot developments in this.
Yeah.
But
that's supposed to be well known, and I didn't know that because I didn't see the last movie.
And they found a way to bring back Michael Rooker.
Oh, he was great.
Which is awesome. I love Michael Rooker. He's
They do an animation, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is like a variety special.
It's Star-Lord's memory of when he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
When he was, you know, after Yondu had rescued him. And Christmas with Yondu is basically what's going on. And it's great.
I think if you like Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll like the special.
Yes.
If you don't know anything about the Guardians of the Galaxy, you may...
You're going to be sitting there like, what is this? What is
going
on?
You may like it. Yeah. It has a fun little message to it about family and stuff. I thought it was pretty good. But
yeah,
not as well thought out as Christmas Story Christmas in any way.
No, Christmas Story Christmas is the gold standard for this season, and I'm looking for anything to beat it. By the way, for those of you who haven't seen it, I watched the new Dolly Parton Christmas special.
Is it good?
I have not seen anything.
Did she get a breast reduction?
No. I have not seen anything this aggressively Christian on television
really
in decades.
Yeah.
Like this.
It's for the Bible Belt.
Remember when they did Jesus Christ Superstar on Easter
a few years back? Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
And I was like, well, this is kind of religious programming.
Yeah.
This puts that to shame.
Really?
This is God and Country and God and God and God.
NBC
over
special,
over,
too, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's got a 5.2 on IMDb, 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's not bad.
It says, a woman plans to sell a small town with no regard for the people living there until she receives a miraculous visit.
That's not the new one.
Oh, that's what it says. It says Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, 2020.
No, this is Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, 2022.
Oh, geez, she puts one out every year?
Yeah,
How do I not know this?
I don't know.
Christmas on the Square, too?
No. Mountain Magic
Next
Christmas.
Next chapter will be Christmas on the Square, too.
I think it was called Mountain Magic Christmas.
Huh, let me look that up.
Willie's in it.
Is he? He's like 90. Isn't he 89 years old?
Willie
is he still
shows up in
weed?
Apparently so.
Christ.
Not on set, but you can imagine.
The guy's like Keith Richards. How does he stay alive?
Billy Ray and Miley are in it.
Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray?
Yeah.
What's Miley Cyrus look like in this? Is she a dude or is she a guy? Is she a girl or what?
Not aging well.
No?
Well,
what is she, like 30?
Yeah.
How is she not aging well? She's 30. She should still be tight.
Yeah, she's...
No?
She's taking care of herself. It's just that she's...
You remember Miley's, when you were tight, Derek? I used to be tight, too.
I haven't been tight since
I was 20. Like in our 20s? 20. Right. We had elastic skin. Your skin was just elastic. You'd touch it and like a grandmother would pinch your cheek and it would just snap right back.
I discovered booze and pot when I was in college and that was the end of that.
Dude, I'm getting turkey neck now. I can grab my, especially if I'm dehydrated, I can grab my neck and it'll stay there.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll look like a turkey gobbler.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
Not quite there yet.
You know what they say? If you go like this, okay, you make a fist and you make a knuckle, and if you could pinch your knuckle, and if it stays there, that means you're dehydrated. See? I had some water today. I didn't get my full 64 ounces, but see how it stays there like that?
Yeah, the 64...
That's how you can tell if you're dehydrated.
The 64 ounces thing, not true. The 8 glasses, not true.
Like, yeah, the COVID, not true.
The COVID's true. You know what I'm starting to get?
Look at that.
You know what I'm starting to get?
What's that?
Is that thing where, like...
You're starting to get the Italian... Italian mother... That's what they used to call it, muscles. Yeah. The Italian mother laugh.
You get the flap.
Yeah, you get the flap under the muscles.
Under your upper arm. Yeah. And it just kind of like hangs there. And it's a little
where
loose.
Where there used to be biceps, and now it's just a little skin flapping around.
Well, the interesting thing is that my biceps are actually stronger, bigger than they were because I throw a 2-year-old around all the time now.
That's good. Yeah.
But I'm still getting this thing underneath that it's like wiggles a little and it's like, oh, that's aging.
When I was a kid, I used to lift weights a little bit and you get the bicep tears too under the pits. You know, you should have oiled them up. Like that's why Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno, they oiled them up. It's also when you give birth, you're supposed to oil down there not so it doesn't stretch or scar. That's what I heard.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't recall oiling anything.
Melanie Griffith knows.
I would have remembered if I'd oiled something.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's that, Regis and Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly supposedly did that. She had like 12 babies or something like that. All I'm saying is as you get older, things start to go.
Yeah.
What else happened this week? Any horrible things?
No.
Everyday horrors, anything?
I think so.
I'll tell you what horrors that I've been having of not getting access to things while you're at work. Like access with hundreds of apps and IT and things like that.
Yeah.
You have to call the help desk and you're like, the hell with this? I'm figuring it out on my own.
Can you sign this in for me? Oh, God, I still haven't finished the cybersecurity training at work.
It's awful. Picking benefits, things like that.
Yeah.
Awful. It's just like I don't know. I'm just saying that was my everyday horrors this week.
Yeah.
That and women.
No, didn't have any horrors.
That's good. I had some weird dreams this week, too. Had some erotic dreams. First erotic dream in a long time. Those were kind of nice, though. I had a weird one. Just weird. It was like at the beach. As a matter of fact, I was at Weir's Beach. And I was at I was at a pizza shop getting a slice of pizza, and I was walking back, and I saw somebody I hadn't seen in years. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, hanging out on the beach. And it was winter out. And there were a couple other people there that were like the friends and they didn't really know. And we just kind of hung out on the beach and ate some pizza and everybody started having sex. And I woke up. I'm like, what was that? Yeah. And then, of course, I got up and took a pee.
Sad.
It's just what happens nowadays. If you have to go, you have to go.
That's fun.
Yeah. Derek's having an everyday horror right now when my co-host starts talking dirty on the air.
Yeah, when I start hearing about your erotic dreams, I'm sort of like, I don't know
we're friends.
Well, yeah, but...
You need to know about these things.
I don't need to know about
to get
those things.
I like to share.
I
Chris Earl shares too much in his life. That's how he gets in trouble.
I know. This is
friends become enemies.
No,
legal people get involved.
There's a difference between thinking less of you and just not wanting to hear it.
Well,
that's the dividing line in that.
You should be happy that I'm having nice dreams.
Oh, I am happy that you're having nice dreams. I just don't need the blow-by-blow, no pun intended.
No, that's, well, actually, now that you mention it, yeah, that's when I woke up. It seems to be what always happened in dreams, though. And I wasn't somebody that had erotic dreams a lot when I was a kid. Did you? Did you have a lot?
No, I was too busy having sex.
Well, you never had erotic dreams? You did.
Yo, I mean, everybody has erotic dreams, yeah. But I
had sex and erotic dreams. I was 24 hours of fun.
The age when you tend to have erotic dreams,
it's 51.
Well, no, I don't know. Looking forward, all right, yeah. but the age, you know, that those years after high school when you tend to have a lot of erotic dreams.
Well, prepubescent.
Prepubescent, I
don't
think
know
I ever.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't think I ever had erotic dreams before puberty.
No.
I've only
just woke up as hot as oak.
I can't believe we're even going here. I've only had a couple of wet dreams ever in my life.
Really?
Yeah, because at the age when all of that would have normally been usually happens, I'd usually wake up and there was someone in bed next to me, and you know,
nice.
You could just, you know, hey, middle of the night, let's.
We should put this content on Disney Plus.
Yeah, we really should.
We got the Star Wars behind us. They own the rights.
Yeah.
All they need to do, they're like Chris and Derek's Wet Dream Theater.
Yeah, I'm sure John Williams is thrilled that we're having this conversation over his music.
Yeah.
I've met the man, you know.
I know. You told me he was nice.
He's a very nice man.
Did you meet him at Whiz Beach?
I met him. No, I did not. I met him at Symphony Hall.
He's
actually
the man of my dreams.
Yeah.
Remember when Schwarzenegger said that to Sharon Stone? Come on, baby. You know you're the woman of my dreams. I just jump from place to place. This is what a crazy mind does, you know.
Yeah.
What should we do?
keep paddling. You know.
It's 5:36 in the evening here on WMFO in Medford.
You know how I complain about streaming series and Disney Plus series,
sure,
that there's inevitably one episode that's just padding?
Yeah.
That's this week's episode of
I don't think so.
That's this week's episode.
I don't think so.
This is a padding episode, everybody.
No, I got plenty of horror things to talk about. Yeah. We could do a little this or that. We do have some plan.
Yeah, we do have some stuff that we need to do. And we should probably get some of this out of the way right now so that we can move into the 6 o'clock hour. And
We've been planning to play that other part of the Star Wars Holiday
Special. So last week, we started doing our live commentary for the Star Wars Holiday Special, and because neither one of us can read a time signature on anything.
Well, I did. You said it was 90 minutes.
I said it was 97 minutes, and
no,
we should start it at like 5:20.
You said 5:30.
No, I said...
I started 5:35. No, I thought
we
were good.
We were walking up the stairs. I said we need to start this by 5:20 so that we can be out of it in time.
All right. Let's start. Well, if we stop that tonight, we're fine.
It turned into 5:36 is when we started it. So
not my fault.
Did you listen to last week's show?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I thought it sounded good. So we've got the final act, as it were, of the Star Wars Holiday Special to finish up this week.
Oh, I should mention Carrot Top is listening tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, Carrot Top. I'm in Vegas.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
love Carrot Top.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Carrot Top.
But go ahead.
I now have to mention that Caroline's announced that they're closing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They didn't say. All they said was that after 40 years, they're closing down.
Everything's closing.
They're going to expand the New York Comedy Festival. They're going to use the Caroline's brand to start other things.
Hmm.
So there's two possibilities here. Number one is the landlord has gone way up on the rent, and
they
just can't afford to pay it anymore.
Yeah.
Number two, they're sick of running a comedy club. And want to stay in comedy.
Oh, you still got ha-has.
Yeah, they still, well, the Cellar's still in New York. There's still places to go.
Yeah.
But Caroline's is one of those...
It's a premier.
Landmarks.
And it's a premier comedy club. It really is.
Caroline's is to comedy what CBGB's was to rock music.
Yeah, rock and punk, yeah.
You know, you think about...
New wave.
You think about early, mid-80s New York City and all the scene coming out of New York City.
Yeah.
If it was rock and roll, it came out of CBGB's. If it was comedy, it was coming out of Caroline's.
Sure.
Those were the two destinations.
Yeah.
And they were both, back in the day, when Caroline's moved into New York City, it was still taxi driver Times Square.
Yeah.
And it was a rough and tumble neighborhood that eventually caught up to them and became a nice place to go. But that's, you know, so that's an interesting announcement.
Thanks to Rudy Giuliani.
Thanks to Disney.
And Mayor Ed Koch.
Thanks to Disney. If we got to be honest about
the Disney store?
When Disney bought up big chunks of Times Square, that was the moment when things started to turn around.
Yeah.
It is.
Polkas and you know, drug dealers. They don't care about Disney.
No, but Disney made sure that the hookers and drug dealers did not feel welcome in the neighborhood.
A lot of better hotels there now, too.
Yeah. I mean, New York City, I haven't been since COVID, but I can tell you that in the years just before COVID.
We had a wonderful time down there about 3 years ago.
We had an awesome time down there 3 years ago. Yeah. As you know, my wife and I used to go down there at least once a year, see some Broadway shows, do some Christmas shopping, all that kind of stuff.
Picture with Statue of Liberty lady.
New York City was so much fun.
New York City is fun.
In the late 2010s. But now, what I hear from the people I know who live there...
Nothing's fun anymore.
...is that it's a hellhole. And
everywhere's a hellhole.
People are getting stabbed, and people are getting shot, people are getting pushed in front of trains.
Happening in Medford.
There's all the storefronts are shut down.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I guess up around Rockefeller Center, it's still okay, and Times Square is still okay. But you get outside of that little bubble... And you probably don't want to be there.
I don't know. I like New York City, but yeah. Lately, travel for me, could care less. I'm going to wait a while. I've been everywhere. Everywhere I need to be for now.
I like travel.
I've been everywhere, but I've never been to me, Derek.
I want to get back to Montreal. Great, great, great city.
Oh, a lot of porn there.
I am facing a semi-normal Christmas without going to New York City.
Yeah.
I really want to be in New York City at Christmas time. You know, I want to go to Bergdorf's. I want to go to Bloomingdale's.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Saks.
Yeah.
Lord & Taylor is
love
gone.
Saks.
But it's like you walk down Fifth Avenue and you look at the windows.
Yep.
You know, you go hang out at Rockefeller Center and take a picture in front of the tree. It's fun.
I meant to ask you, have you ever been on Thanksgiving to the parade?
Molly has. I have not.
Oh, I would love to do that one, yeah.
When Bobby is older, we're going to do that. Because she went to college on Staten Island and they went over 1 year and did that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that parade in person.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, is a highlight of Thanksgiving every year. But then...
How about the New Year's?
Who's cooking the turkey?
The New Year's on...
I would never go to Times Square.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Too dangerous.
I did. No, it's
plus
not...
you have to pee by the end of the night.
That's the thing.
We like to drink a lot, so we'd be peeing everywhere.
It's not so much that it's dangerous, because it's really not. It's that to be a part of that, you have to get there at like... 8 in the morning.
Yeah, it's one of those things like waiting in line for Ticketmaster for Bon Jovi tickets.
And then you're stuck in a pen until midnight.
Yeah.
So you got to
They rope you off, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
So you got to spend
like
16 hours just standing around, you know, 14 hours before anything happens.
It's awful.
Just standing around waiting for it to, like, that's not fun.
Yeah.
I did the Esplanade 1 year and that
I did
was,
the Esplanade a number of times, yeah.
That was more than when I was in college.
More than enough.
Inevitably, you go to college in Boston, you're going to go to the Esplanade 1 year.
You know, I had the most fun just watching TV with my friends now.
Yeah. I did it 1 year, and it was like, okay, this is interesting, but getting in and out of there was an absolute nightmare, and we just had to get back to Kenmore Square.
Yeah.
I had some friends who had an apartment in Kenmore Square, just past Miles Standish Hall, with an unobstructed view of the Esplanade.
Nice.
And while they were living there... We used to go to their place on the... We went to the Esplanade once. After that, we go to their place on the 4th of July, and we'd all hang out on the roof and drink.
Beautiful.
You could hear the music faintly, but you could hear it, and then we got to see the fireworks.
That's pretty good.
Worst case scenario was you brought up a radio and put on WGBH radio and listened to the concert.
Sure.
And then there's the fireworks right in front of you.
And I love fireworks. I did Vegas last year. Fireworks, awesome.
Then we got to spend an hour and a half laughing at everybody sitting in traffic trying to get out of Kenmore Square.
Yeah.
Which was the best part.
You know, it's funny. Like last year, I mentioned this to you, and I think I mentioned it on the air a number of times, too. But I went to Vegas for David Lee Roth, and then the guy got COVID.
Yeah.
They said, well, somebody in the band got it. And it's like, who the hell else would it be? Why would you cancel the New Year's Eve show? It had to be David Lee Roth. You can just hire any kind of session member from Vegas.
I know, it was the bass player. I just couldn't do it without the bass.
Like,
he holds the band together.
So he canceled the whole thing, but we ended up, our backup plan was to go outside. We went on the streets. The streets of Vegas. The only thing that was missing was tunes. They didn't have any speakers or anything set up. And it was relatively cold. It is the desert, but I mean, it does go down pretty cold. It was like 35 to 45 degrees. And they had all the fireworks all set to go electronically on top of each of the hotels, and they all went off at the same time, the same fireworks. And it was so cool to see that for miles, you know, up the strip. It was such a cool New Year's, and it was such a cool fireworks display. It's one of the best I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. So it was nice. It was one of those Plan Bs that worked out.
I would love to see that. I may have to put that on the list.
Molly and Bobby, you should bring them for this year.
I'm not taking Bobby to Vegas.
Yeah.
You had no reason to be in Las Vegas.
Well, you kind of love to see it then.
2.5.
Yeah. All right, you want to get this other thing going?
Yeah, let's get this. So we've got the last act of the Star Wars Holiday Special to get through. For those of you following along at home, it is the Star Wars Holiday Special on YouTube, 1978 in parentheses, complete in parentheses, 60 FPS in brackets. We are starting at 1:22:15.
Right.
When last we left the Star Wars Holiday Special, Chewbacca's son Lumpy had been discovered sending out a false broadcast to recall the Imperials.
I'll get us in the mood.
From the Chewbacca family home.
Yeah.
And the shot, the scene ended with the looming shadow of a stormtrooper hovering over Lumpy.
Oh, I'm going to watch this on mine too, so you got to give me where we ended up.
No, we just watch it on this one.
We're going to watch it together?
Yeah. That's how we did it last week.
Like shoulder to shoulder?
No.
Should I get us some popcorn?
No.
Do you need pee?
Can you see that screen?
Yeah, I can see it.
So, see, that's all you need.
I got some of my famous chocolates. I got some famous chocolates.
Yeah, we don't. You can enjoy all the chocolates.
Let me go get some corn. Do we need a break? Do you need a quick pee or anything?
No,
we're all good to go.
Let's run into this. So again, the Star Wars Holiday Special. We are at 1:22:15. And
1:22:15. Tell everybody the web link too.
It's on YouTube.
Yep.
Look up the Star Wars Holiday Special. Parentheses 1978. Parentheses complete. Brackets 60 FPS. This is the best version of
frames per second
that you will find. Yep. I have questions, by the way, about where this came from.
Yes.
Because this
Germany.
No. This looks an awful lot to me like a broadcast master.
You think so?
This looks to me, yes.
Do you think it might have been leaked from somebody at Lucasfilm or something?
Somebody at Lucasfilm or somebody at CBS.
Or Disney?
Who had this, leaked it. Maybe it's Carrie Fisher's daughter because she had...
Oh, I love her.
Carrie had a copy of it.
Yeah. Billy Fisher.
This is the most pristine copy of this that anyone has ever seen.
Yeah.
And it cuts out at all the commercial breaks. It looks for all the world like a broadcast master.
If you were, this is just hypothetical, of course, but say you were banging Carrie Fisher's daughter and she showed you the Star Wars Holiday Special on her laptop. Don't you think if it was first or second date, maybe you might leak it out on YouTube for everybody?
No.
Somebody must have done it.
I mean, only if you're looking for the notch in your belt and you're planning to move on.
That's why I think it was probably a girl, because a guy wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girl would have done it for like, you know, 10 grand.
No, I could see some idiot guy being like, I'd be famous online if I leaked this.
Yeah.
But you would have
she
had,
wouldn't be with him, though.
But here's the thing. You would have need two things. You would have had to have access to something to play it back.
Yeah.
Which this was only posted a couple of years ago. That kind of equipment is not common anymore. And you would have had to have the ability to digitize from that format. So if it's a broadcast master from 1978,
nice.
It is most likely either 3/4-inch videotape or Betamax.
All right.
And neither of those are things that you're going to find sitting around just anywhere. So somebody digitized this who had access to the equipment and digitized it with love.
All it's called is, and it was uploaded by Star Wars Holiday Special, which is interesting.
Yeah, someone created this account.
Somebody didn't want to be known.
Specifically to upload this.
Yeah, and what other videos does Star Wars Holiday Special have? None.
None.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is...
Maybe Billy Fish is listening to us tonight.
I am convinced that
maybe
this
she'd
is,
like some nuts and chocolate.
Yeah, maybe. I am convinced that this is a broadcast master that somebody turned up. The 60 FPS. When you watch this on a laptop, by the way,
yeah,
it's gorgeous. It's flawless. It looks better than it did on CBS in 78.
I got to tell you, I was getting a little bored with it last week, so I'm glad we only got 20 minutes left of it.
At the end of it really picks up.
I hope so.
There are no more lengthy diversions to Tatooine with Harvey Korman pouring drinks into his head.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll get it rolling. You need a blanket or anything? We good? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, popcorn would be nice.
Popcorn, blanket.
Yeah, throw another log on the fire.
Another log on the fire. All right, let's get rolling. All right, let's make sure that the audio is good. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right.
Here we go.
We're starting the video. We are at 1:22:15, starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
The Star Wars Holiday Special will continue in a moment.
Stormtroopers got lumpy.
Oh, yeah. That's how I sound after tacos. My belly.
I hate Radio Shack products. I'll tandy you.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Hey, it's Chewbacca.
Oh, no kidding. Chewie hasn't been in this yet.
Oh, Chewie just showed up to save Lumpy.
Oh, he's got a little bit of makeup on, too. Oh, here you go. Got a good whack there. Good hit. Nice.
And there it is.
Stunt.
There's
good stunt.
There's the scream. What's that called?
The Willem scream.
The Willem
right?
scream.
From
yep.
Tarzan.
Yeah. Bring the...
Here's your daddy.
Here's your daddy. Who's
Bring
your daddy?
Bring the audio on this down just a tiny bit.
Who's your daddy?
It's okay, everybody. He's gone. How are you? Mom.
Nice.
Here's Harrison Ford actually giving a hoot about being in this.
Yeah.
You can always tell when Harrison...
He wants to hug a Wookiee.
You always tell when Harrison's not dialed in on something.
Yeah. He shows interest.
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't. I got to get back to the Falcon before somebody stumbles across me.
This must have been the first day of shooting for Harrison.
Like, yeah, he's like, I got to stop my Raiders of the Lost Ark script. Get out of this franchise.
Yeah. But he seems actually happy to be here.
It's going to take him 25 years for it. Yeah.
I got to go. Have a nice life, Dave, but be careful. A lot of troopers in the area. Chewie, check and see if the coast is clear, will you? You're like family.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's not feeling that line.
They're like family to me. Oh, Mala wants to bang him.
Mala wants some of that.
She wants some of that Harrison behind that Carrie Fisher's been on.
That's right.
Why?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm tired
See you later,
of
Lumpy.
Making it with a Wookiee. Let's
All
try
right.
it with this guy.
My contract says 2 minutes. I'm out of here.
Bye, everybody.
Well. Oh, even Chewie gets a hug. That's nice. See, that's all we needed. That's all we needed for Disney. We needed Leia and Luke. We needed Luke and Han to hug.
That is the most genuine hug
That
Harrison
would have been the best
Ford
part of my life.
Ever gave in any performance of his.
Sure is. Oh, he liked Peter Mayhew. They got along.
Not a hugger, Harrison Ford.
Peter Mayhew's kind of lanky, too, so it's a weird hug. It's like hugging a bag of bones.
Well, Mala's ready to get some Chewie action.
Why does Chewie pick up his bowcaster when he's with Mala? What's going on? He's around family.
You've got to have the trading card pose.
That's like, yeah, that's like, you know, one of my brothers showing up with a gun at Thanksgiving. It's like, come on, guys. It's Thanksgiving. Put down your bowcaster. Oh, there you go.
Happy Wookiee family reunion.
Nice. And I don't know about this one. Mala's a little weird.
Mala's still
creepy.
Thirsty. She's thirsty.
She's
wants
creepy.
It. Here we go.
She wants some Wookiee sugar.
Here we go.
They're
going to
kiss?
Action.
Do they like bite each other? They rub nose? Or?
No, they just kind of smell each other.
That's what they do?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a dream like that tonight, I think.
Now we know.
Just smelling somebody.
Now
weird.
We know why the old man's watching his virtual porno.
Oh, yeah, right. The one with the dances instead of the chessboard. Oh, no. Everybody's hugging in this. It's all right. It's nice. Somebody's at the door, Chewie. Bring your bowcaster.
That's
nice.
Right. Start shooting.
Why didn't he use his bowcaster when he first came in? It's Han.
Hey, no. It's Art Carney.
You sure know how to make a guy feel welcome. Glad you're home, Chewbacca.
I would have loved it if he just shot Art Carney and she went flying off the treehouse.
Yeah, he should have just shot.
That would have been great.
Shot through the door and then opened it.
And
Art
B. Arthur catches him. Yep. B. Arthur catches him. Oh, the TS-80.
This is a general alert. Calling Officer B-4711. Officer B-4711.
Who's that?
We are unable to reach you on your comm link.
Who's B-7411?
That's the one that Han killed.
You are instructed to turn
on your
comm link immediately.
Here's the genius of the Empire. We're missing a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
So we're going to issue a planet-wide bulletin.
The general alert. He reminded me of the guy in The Prisoner. Orange alert. Orange alert.
We have two-way communication, Trader Sondag.
Nice.
Is this a report about the missing trooper?
It is, sir.
Trooper B-4711 was here with three other men. They left and he remained. As soon as they
to the gone, moon.
He packed a lot of food from this house and he robbed me blind.
Lies!
He took off of the hills.
Lies!
Very well, we'll send out a search party.
Buddha. What's that thing that they get, Saw Gerrera? Lies, deceit.
Might try looking at the base of the tree.
To tell the truth.
Identification is very important.
Oh, yeah, there's a nice wallet in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, yeah. I believe that was
why don't
one
they
of,
use Galactic credits?
I believe that He's was one of the products they were going to market if this succeeded.
Yeah.
Along with the
Art
toys.
Art Carney's wallet.
The toys of Chewbacca's family.
Yeah.
You can find this pictures of those online. The
have a wonderful celebration.
Mala toy was fascinating because it's basically the Chewbacca action figure with boobs.
Where was it? They had holiday ones?
They were going to make action figures of these characters.
Oh, all right. I don't
and
think
if you'll notice,
did, right?
Here in the holiday special, Mala does not have boobs. But the toy did.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're hairy, the Wookiees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you'd normally see them. But then again, you could see them like on a baboon or a gorilla, right? If it's a female or a male.
I guess, but it's a Chewbacca with boobs. They were going to make that.
Do you know what they should have done with the Wookiees? They should have made them with, like, baboons' asses.
Oh, wait.
So there was, like, some color on those figures. It would be like the rainbow on their ass.
This is our important plot development. They're now picking up the glass balls with LED lights inside.
Oh, nice. Christmas balls.
This was state-of-the-art technology in 1978.
Baubles and beads?
Yeah.
What is the origins of the baubles and beads on the tree?
Bauble is a British thing.
Yeah,
what
about the beads?
I don't know about the beads. Ooh.
They're from Vietnam.
Now we've got some Ridley Scott lighting effects coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holding up the balls.
Yes, nice. Derek said it. They're holding them up. It's like an angel on a tree.
Yeah.
Except there's balls.
And now something
balls
is happening that we don't understand what it is, but...
Oh, they've all got robes on now.
They've all got red robes on now.
It's like a Queen video.
This shot, I believe, was left over from the movie Phantasm.
Well, wait a second. Where are all those people come from?
And they're walking through space, as one does on Life Day.
Yeah, but are they all Wookiees? Are they humans?
They're
or
all Wookiees.
Where's Han? Where's Luke?
Those are all Wookiees.
What's with the little one? Is that Chewie Jr. there?
Yeah, Lumpy? I believe that's Lumpy.
And then that's it?
Oh, no. There's
no,
more.
Carrie Fisher sings.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know
where's
she?
I just can't wait for her to sing, because I know she's going to be wearing a see-through dress, too.
So
it's the 70s.
This scene was shot...
They're probably going to wet it down with a fire hose first.
This scene was shot in an airplane hangar.
Okay.
And they had run out of budget at this point, which is why the Wookiees are all wearing red robes.
Really?
There's no Wookiee costumes under
that. Ah, interesting. Kind of like me at graduation in high school.
They're all wearing red robes.
I was in my undies.
And Dawn Post Chewbacca masks that they picked up on Hollywood Boulevard.
No way.
Yep.
Hey, 3PO showed up.
Yeah.
There's Star Wars. 3PO and R2. That's Star Wars right there. Clear the room of the Wookiees. Just let the droids speak. You know, R2 and 3PO, they're pretty much the first 15 minutes of Star Wars.
Yes.
You know? They set the tone. They're great on their own. And they never did it again. They never had the two of them on their own again. They always separated them.
Once it was done, it was done.
No, we needed to see them again. They were Laurel and Hardy. They were like the Hardy Boys.
Well, that answers the question about whether or not Carrie's wearing a bra, because she clearly is not.
Yeah. She hugged like his nuts.
Here's Harrison Ford.
He's so tall.
Regretting every decision he made that led him to this point in life.
She just got out of the trailer with him. She's happy. She's glowing. She's probably pregnant here.
Closer to freedom and to harmony and to peace. No matter how different we appear, we're all the same.
It looks like Yavin 4, though, doesn't it? They make it look like the end of the movie.
Yeah, but it's a bedsheet hung up in an airplane hangar.
Yeah. By the way, there was like a group Star Wars event tonight in Somerville.
Ooh.
Where they make up the...
What? Carrie's going to sing.
Yeah, sorry. Here we go. They make up the movie. Liberate. Nice. Not bad.
She refused.
She's kind of like Florence Henderson when she sings in Christmas.
She refused to do this special unless they gave her a song.
Really? She wanted to have a singing career?
That was her condition.
Well, back then, if you got a singing career contract, it was gold. Because Sean Cassidy.
Because she sang in this. She also sang in the Ringo special.
Nice.
But in the Ringo special, she wasn't singing lyrics hastily written to the main theme of Star Wars.
Yeah. So they do an interpolation of John Williams' Star Wars.
Yeah. I should have asked John Williams how he felt about this.
She's very toothy in this. I don't remember her showing her teeth off so much in Star Wars.
If I ever run into John Williams again, I'm going to ask him what he thinks of this.
Hey, you know what's fun? You ever watch the silent version of Yavin 4?